Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, maybe you need a presentation prepared for you, well, I've got an answer. It involves an office angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. And I've got two old friends here on the show, Mark McKenzie with DocuMax Digital Printing and Tom Martin with ConnectPay. But first, Mark McKenzie, he's the partner and chief networking officer. We'll get into that in a second with DocuMax Digital Printing.
Good morning, John.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So tell us about DocuMax Digital Printing. What's obviously you're in the printing business, but tell us more. There's more to it than that, I know.
Well, I like to say we're Atlanta's business printer since 1975.
And, wow.
My brothers and I are partners in the business. We've worked in the business for myself about 42 years, and my brothers about that same amount of time.
Well, first of all, congratulations on being in the printing business that long, because there are a lot of folks that aren't in business in 5 years in the printing business. But, yeah. But to be survive that long, you're doing something right.
It's finding quality people to work with, mentor us, basically quality clients as well, and quality employees.
Well, I think we know a little bit of the answer to this question, but talk about how the printing industry has changed generally and what you've done to respond to that.
Well, you know, I actually went to college and a technical school and learned graphic arts in school. And I tell people I spent like 4 hours, five nights in a row, Monday through Friday, doing one color separation, taking a photograph and separating the colors out of it so I could print it. And probably about 4.5, 5 years later, the first version of Photoshop came out. And then it was just a click of a button. And that basically changed the way things were done for me. What I learned, the skills I learned, the craftsmanship became more and more about computers, automation. And the only way to stay in business was to stay educated. And that's really what we've done over the years and finding quality people to help us with those educations.
It's about adapting, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
I have a friend and she's a change enthusiast, Cassandra Worthy. And she basically, that's what she preaches is, being a change enthusiast, taking change on head on. Basically, you know, fighting it tooth and nail and being comfortable with it.
Now, I want to talk about your business, Mark, but let's get off the freeway for just a second, because yeah. I've got to ask you, you know, this is a common problem that a lot of business owners have. You know, what change do you trust and what change should you avoid? Right. Because there's the old comment about pioneers get axes in their back. Right. So sometimes it's better to hold back and see what the adaption of certain technology is. How have you gone through that problem?
Well, it is, you know, it's a cutting edge is also a razor's edge.
So, right.
And it can hurt. And over the years, I've made a lot of mistakes. But, you know, we've adapted to that. We've realized those mistakes. But part of it is having quality people around you, having a great accounting firm that works with you, that gives you your financials. It's having quality people in the industry that you know, like, and trust that can help you and guide you, being informed about what's going on in the industry. That is another thing that, you know, is very vital. But also being informed on what's going on in your clients' offices, in their business, because you don't want to make these investments without having the clients there to support those investments.
Sure.
So you have to know what the clients want and need and what direction they're moving in. So being on the cutting edge is one thing, but also taking a step back and making wise choices. And it's sometimes tough being an entrepreneur or a small business person.
For sure. We're speaking with Mark McKenzie, and he's a partner with DocuMax Digital Printing. Talk about your clients. Who do you serve, and how do you find them? How do they come to you?
Well, a lot of our clients are long-term clients we've had for quite a while. We do get new clients, and we get those through a lot of it is through my networking, being out in front. We've acquired other printers that haven't made the cut, so to speak, or have retired, and we've tucked their business into our business, and there's clients that come with that. We have, long-time clients that my very first client is Demos, and he runs the White House Restaurant in Buckhead on Peachtree Road, and we were in that space right next to him for 28 years, and he's the first client that ever utilized us, came in, made some copies, and we still do work with him today. So it's all about longevity, consistency, and, you know, we have clients that would be large banks, associations, trade associations, small businesses, accounting firms, law firms, large and small. You know, it runs the gamut. A couple clients that I mean, I hate to name drop because I don't want to push my luck into it, but you know, the ballet, Atlanta Ballet is a nice client.
Yeah.
They're a great client. They're great to work with. We try to do what we can for them when they have their needs. And so that's just like one client that is out there. We have a lot of similar clients. Atlanta Track Club is a client. We don't do everything for all these clients, but we do what we do, and we do it well.
Sure.
And so Atlanta Track Club, I think, has been a client of ours since 1977. So,
wow.
So it has been a long time.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So talk about your passion. I mean, what keeps you motivated after all these years in this business?
Well, first of all, it's my wife and my children and my grandchildren. That's really – and then also my brothers who are partners in the business. It's my family. That's really what keeps me going. It keeps me motivated. We also have we support a charity. It's called Golf for the Kids. We're in our 13th year. And we do a tournament over at, Country Club of the South, and we raise money for benefits, the Aflac Cancer Center at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And we earmark, the first $20,000 for a service dog, for their service dog program.
Oh, cool.
And that's really, those are the things that keep me motivated to wake up in the morning and do the things that I need to do because others need that. You know, they need my support as well as me needing theirs.
Sure, for sure. Now, you're a big networker. You're known for that. People that know you know that. Talk about the importance of networking in a business like yours.
Well, you know, it took me, I used to do a lot of it naturally. I didn't really think about what I was doing. I was not intentional, so to speak. I just used to go from spot to spot whenever and just thinking, well, I'm going to meet some people. Well, about probably 12 years ago, 13 years ago, I became more intentional about networking, about where I hang my hat, so to speak, who I want to be in front of and who I want to meet. So I had the advantage of being an early adapter to LinkedIn, which has helped my networking. I actually do a lot of networking on LinkedIn as well as face-to-face, belly-to-belly at certain events. But I like to be at events where my potential prospect or buyer will be, mm-hmm. or the people that know my potential prospect or buyer are going to be there. And I try to research the event prior to doing it, going to the event, so I know who's going to be in the room. And, you know, I target basically try to make three quality connections at every event. And it's not, there might be 150 people there, but I really look for three quality connections. But I also, being intentional, I don't network alone. I invite people to come network with me. I invite them as guests to certain events. I invite them to come to a networking event, go to a speaker series. All of those, I basically am intentional about trying to get people in the room so I can introduce them to other people that I do know. And then if they run into somebody that's just so happens to say, well, I've got a catalog I'm producing, or a booklet or a manual, or I need some brochures for a trade show, they know, well, there's someone right across the room that does that. Let me go introduce you to my friend Mark. And so it's intentional. It's all about trying to be at the places where your prospects are going to be.
Well, one thing I heard in that, Mark, is that you make networking about helping other people, not just yourself.
That's right. Well, yeah. And that's the key to success is givers gain. I think that's a BNI, Ivan Meisner slogan, but it is all about giving. I grew up I went to a parochial school as a kid, and the nuns used to tell me, you know, it's better to give than receive. And truthfully it is, because it'll all come back to you, and it'll come back to you in tenfold.
Yeah. So for sure. We're speaking with Mark McKenzie, and he is he's a partner along with his brothers in DocuMax Digital Printing. So what's the big challenge you see? You deal with a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of different segments of verticals, as you mentioned. What are some of the big challenges that you see folks going through right now?
Well, technology is the biggest. Mm-hmm. It's coming at us at such a fast pace. Even in my business, you know, it's all about automating, having automation to do all the tasks that basically a person did. Similar to me being in a dark room for 5 days doing one color separation, technology came in and changed it. So now it's just a click of a button. Every business owner I'm talking to, you know, every entrepreneur, the prospects I'm talking to, they're talking about, well, technology, and also they need technology because right now, especially, the workforce is not out there. The quality workforce that they need to run their business is not out there. So they're having to look at investing in technology and automation in order to automate their processes in order to run a successful business. Mm. And it's, to some, it's scary because it's change and they don't know, you know, where they want to be. It's similar to what we were talking about, the cutting edge or
sure.
the bleeding edge, so to speak.
Right.
We're in it together. So I try to stay informed on some of those things that are going on in that world. I try to network with entrepreneurs and business owners. So I'm hearing what others are doing so I can actually share that with my clients. So hopefully they can be successful. If I hear something that relates specific to their industry, I can share that information with them and help them with their businesses. Because if I can help their business grow, my business grows in return. So it's all, you know, it's a plus plus. It's a win-win.
For sure. For sure. Now, as we're wrapping up here, Mark, I'm just curious if there's a success story you'd like to share with us, maybe a client you've helped that you're particularly proud of, you're proud of.
You know, I'm proud of a lot of clients. Every time I win, I get to buy myself a Dairy Queen, large Dairy Queen ice cream cone with chocolate dip on it. So when
I knew there was something I liked about you. You're a Dairy Queen fan.
If it's a large enough account, I get to reward myself with that.
And, I love it.
The way I look, it looks like I rewarded myself a lot, but I don't get that many chocolate dipped ice cream cones from Dairy Queen. But, you know, I do have several success stories. And, you know, one of the probably the key success story for me is that we're networked. We've been in our industry for a long time. And we have acquired a few companies, tucked them in. And with every one of those comes the opportunity to, you have to earn that business again. But to be in our industry and have a couple of business owners that we compete with on a daily basis, and we've had great relationships, friendly competitors over the years. And when they call you out of the blue and say, look, we're getting ready to retire. We have not have a big plan on how to get out of this business, but we'd like to talk to you, and we'd like for you to help us with getting out of this business, exiting our business, and basically helping our clients. The two most recent acquisitions we've done in about the past 5 years, both of them were really more concerned about their clients having a home. Mm. Both of them were, they had to retire because of health matters. And, yep. They were looking at trying to find a home for their clients. And, you know, the feeling that you get when you're the one that they're selecting, saying, well, you guys run a great business. You're honest. You guys take care of your clients. You take care of your people. You have a great relationship in the industry. And our clients most of our clients would be a great fit for you. That says a lot.
And, sure does.
It's something that is near and dear. And like I said, some of the clients that we've received through that have been some of the best clients in the city of Atlanta. So
that's wonderful. That's great. Yeah, I can't think of a better endorsement than your competitor calling you up and saying, "Hey, let's get together." So right. that's a great great testimonial. Mark McKenzie, he is a partner with DocuMax Digital Printing. Mark, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, would like to sell out.
I'm always in tune to hear.
Yeah, there you go. No, any of the above, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, it's Mark McKenzie. It's mark.mckenzie@DocuMax, DocuMax.com. My website is www.DocuMax.com. It's full of resources and tidbits that can help your business, and it's basically free. So, but you can actually call 404-724-9963. That's our office, and you can ask for Mr. McKenzie, and you will get one of the McKenzie brothers.
I got you. You will get a Mr. McKenzie.
You will get a Mr. McKenzie.
Right. So that sounds great. Mark McKenzie with DocuMax Digital Printing. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renasant understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. And Renasant also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. And that's why Renasant has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renasantbank.com. Renasant Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC. Now we turn to Tom Martin. Tom is with ConnectPay. Tom, you're an old pal too.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you back. So tell us about ConnectPay. Tell us about what you do.
Well, I'm a payroll consultant for ConnectPay. We are a small business payroll processing service. We have over 6,000 clients nationwide, and we do the payroll only, and we partner with people in all the other industries that are affiliated with payroll that need payroll data, and we can provide that data to them. So we don't try to sell insurance to our clients who are insurance salesmen. We service them.
That's helpful.
We try to refer clients to them.
Right. Right. Cool. So you're a, let's say a more local or regional, I don't know what the term would be, payroll service versus, the big publicly traded companies out there.
Yes, we're privately owned, and we are the Southeast headquarters, or not headquarters, but service providing location for ConnectPay.
Cool. Now, I'm sure the answer to this is somewhat intuitive, but what's the advantage of dealing with the ConnectPay versus one of the big publicly traded competitors?
Well, our clients have our cell phone numbers. I am a CPA for over 42 years now and have been in the payroll business for 23 years now. So they can contact us, and anybody they contact will know who they are and can help them. And we don't have to wait to talk to somebody different. Whoever answers the phone can answer your question.
Gotcha. What's the difference in service now on the other side between a company like yours, you know, a more local regionalized company versus the online providers?
Well, the online providers are good for some people. But when you have a tax notice or you have a problem, it's much easier to get a hold of a local service provider than it is to get an answer from a 1-800 number or a website. You can call and ask me, because the question you're asking may not be what you really want to know. So we're able to interpret what you're asking and try to help you, guide you through that and help you come up with the right question to get your answer.
Sure.
And then answer it.
Sure. Now, and maybe the other comparison is a lot of folks do their payroll through QuickBooks or one of the other accounting software providers. Why shouldn't I just do that as opposed to dealing with ConnectPay?
Well, if you want to spend revenue-producing time trying to produce your payroll, tax returns, answering tax notices, that works for some people. But the majority of people would rather be making money than trying to save a couple bucks on doing their own payroll.
Okay, you can drop the mic now. I got that was you convinced me on that one. But when you start talking about dealing with tax notices, you got me on that one. Tom Martin, he's with ConnectPay. So Tom, there's a lot of payroll companies out there. I mean, and you mentioned a few distinguishing factors. What distinguishes ConnectPay, and what in general do folks need to look for in a payroll service?
Well, one of the big things I always tell people is know the people you're dealing with. Know who they are, what kind of protections they provide to you, who is providing the services for ACH transactions and for tax payments. Who are those people? And are they liable to you? And are they regulated like a bank, for example? A bank is highly regulated. And we use a bank to process our ACH transactions. If you use a third party, your provider is using a third party to do that, they do not have the type of regulations that banks do.
So tell me, what question do I need to ask to figure out the difference on that? Because that's an interesting point.
Well, ask whoever you're talking to who processes your ACH transactions.
Hmm.
It's as simple as that.
I gotcha.
If you say it's a bank, is it a bank? They'll probably say yes because they don't know, and they'll just say yes, but they need to know the answer to that for their own protection.
Of course. Of course. Now, let's say I've got a small S-Corp. Maybe I'm a solopreneur. I've got maybe one other employee. Would you be helpful to somebody like me where I'm paying myself?
Absolutely. We do a lot of people quarterly who are small sub-S corporations, and we work with their tax advisor to figure out how they want to execute the payroll, because there's a lot of different ways to do it. We're very flexible. We can do anything, pretty much anything you want, on how to produce a distribution versus salary with the help of the CPA, because we are not aware of your personal tax situation, but we can work with the CPA to find that information out and help and execute the compensation the way they want it.
Tom, talk about, I mean, you've been in payroll for 23 years, you said?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So I'm just curious about some of the mistakes that you see small business owners make with their payroll.
Well, the biggest
one. We've got a short show here. So we, I mean, we could go on for hours with that question, right?
Well, I just tell you the two basic
okay.
ones. One is misclassifying employees as contractors, and the other one is misclassing hourly people as salaried people. Both of those have very strong consequences if they're done wrong.
Okay, so I'm paying someone as a contractor, 1099, that should be actually an employee.
Right.
Can you help with that?
Certainly. Not what you've done in the past, but
right.
We can help you going forward.
Yeah. Can you help me clarify what I need to be doing, I guess is the right question.
And okay. Show you why and go through the full page of requirements for somebody to be a contractor and mm-hmm. explain what that means
yeah.
and how it applies to you.
Okay.
So, and then the hourly versus salary people, this is current information. The DOL is raising the previous limit on the salary you could pay, which is the first step, not the entire step. But it used to be you had to pay at least $23,600 to have somebody as a salary people. But then you have to go through something called duties tests. So there was two parts to the equation. Most people think, well, I'll just pay the minimum salary and I'll be done with it. That's not the case. Anyway, that number is increasing this year, finally. They tried to increase it several years ago. If you're not in the payroll industry, you might not know, but they wanted to almost more than double that number. Well, the first step now is to raise it into the 30s, and that's current regulations that are in the process of being developed now.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm not in the payroll business, and I have no clue what you're talking about. So what you're saying, though, seriously, is that someone that must be paid hourly and is actually being paid salaried? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got to be real careful about
The other way around.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You're paying them salary, and they should be hourly.
They should be hourly. And the reason that that's a problem, or DOL sees that as a problem, is that person that should be eligible for overtime is not. Is that?
That is correct.
Okay, okay. I at least knew that much. Okay, cool. And that's something you can help folks with as well.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. So I know you'd never get beaten up about your price, right? So nobody ever beats you up about your price of your services. Tell us, I'm being facetious, of course. Tell us about why price shouldn't be the be-all and end-all.
Well, actually, most of our clients don't even ask our price because they're referred to us by our current clients or by their CPA or by people who are part-time CFOs, B2B CFOs, those kind of people.
Sure.
Who they trust. They don't care what it costs as long as it's reasonable. So we obviously give the price, and because we're a smaller company, our prices are not as high as the big public companies that have to report to shareholders. But the key is what we provide to you and how we provide it. If we're available to you, whoever you talk to can answer your question. That is a huge problem. Now, the most complaints I get from prospects or clients who used to be with larger payroll services, that they could never get an answer to a question. They got put on hold over and over again and never got their question answered.
But, Tom, I like calling the 800 number and getting put on hold.
Well, you're a perfect prospect for the major brands.
Right, right. So, got it. It makes perfect sense. So, Tom Martin, he's with ConnectPay. Tom, for those that would like more information, and to be in touch, how can they do that?
They can reach us at our Duluth office at 404-410-0031. They can email me at tmartin@connectpayusa.com, or they can reach us at www.connectpayusa.com.
Tom Martin with ConnectPay. Tom, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, folks, just a reminder that you can check out our show archive at northfultonbusinessradio.com. We've had now going up on 170 shows, close to 400 guests, and you can get on that site and search to your heart's content for a wide variety of industries, terrific people that are doing great business here in the North Fulton area and surrounding region here in Metro Atlanta. You can find our show on just about any podcast app you want to try. So that's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. We're on YouTube. So you're pretty much your favorite podcast app. You'll be able to find us and connect with us on social media, whether that's LinkedIn, as Mark mentioned, Twitter or Facebook. We're North Fulton BRX on all three of those platforms. So for our guest, Mark McKenzie, and Tom Martin, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South, ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.